We are on, homies.
Big Yo, mama.
What's going on?
Big mama.
What's going on, homies? How you feeling? Yeah. You know what it is. You know what's going down. Your big homie Kodak. This is the big homie's house. Y'all follow me on the gram right now. BIGHOMIEKODAQ. The big homie's house on Instagram. We still in the building up here now. That's TV. We got some homies in the building. Of course, returning. Yeah. Coat, bottle coat. The villain of the internet.
I don't do that.
You are a villain.
I will take the Kanye.
I mean, sometimes you got. Sometimes what Kendrick say? Sometimes it's, you got. Pop out and show niggas.
Hello, it's the Gemini in me. It's
I love it.
Kanye a Gemini too, huh?
Hell yeah, we got the same birthday.
Trump a Gemini too, though.
Okay, listen, too far.
Too far. And for the first time, introducing Days. Young Days in the building. Days, hey. Give them a little background info on yourself so they can be affiliated with you. I know they're going to see you like, damn, she fine as hell.
No.
Yes, because I know how to pick them. Fuck you, me.
Oh, my God. Do a little this, do a little that.
I'm
from LA originally, so but I've been staying in LA. Yeah. And I'm a homie now, so that's all that matter.
Yeah. Oh, the biggest homie, yes, Sersky. And you know, I feel like we really had a whole episode before these cameras even came on.
We can run that shit back.
Let's run it back. What is going to be the hit of coke today? Because you know what? No. Because I wrote some of this shit down because I feel like we had to talk about it. You emotionally abusing niggas.
I love all my niggas.
All of her niggas.
All my hoes. I'm
so the scenario.
I am not.
The scenario that was presented is you have an ex. Well, I'm going to let you say it. I'm not gonna put words in your mouth.
You're going to hell. So my
you own property.
My
down there.
Please. So me and my ex, since we broke up in 2020. We did take a little time off from talking to each other, but my ex still attends every Christmas, the last couple Christmases, with me and my family. Uh oh.
The bullshit meter just went off.
I don't feel like that's emotionally abusive.
No. The emotionally abusive part was what you do when it snow.
Okay, no, wait. Before we get
Let her get it off.
Okay, so for starters, my mom absolutely loves him, and he loves my mom. Like,
we
are a family.
Like a
okay?
So,
and I feel like he actually loves and genuinely cares for me
She
and my
makes
mom.
This man so shovel her mom snow.
I don't make him do shit. I don't make him do shit.
Do you ask him?
I don't need to ask him. He will ask me. He will ask my mama. He will call my mom. Hey, ma, do you need your snow shovel?
So this man that you...
Do you need anything?
So this man that you... This man that you not with is shoveling snow.
It's a respect thing.
It's respect. He actually cares about me.
As a gentleman.
He actually cares about my mom.
That's
on
a respect
top of the fact
thing.
That my mom has breast cancer and I'm not there anymore with my mom. My mom is in a different state and he's in the same state with my mom. So it's almost as if he's looking out for my mom, as if he would be looking out for me.
Is he doing this with the hopes of getting back with you?
No. I feel like, he's a good nigga. I give him that.
So, all right, because Sean, sometimes you got to flip the situation. Now, let's say you start talking to a new guy.
I've already told him, get your asses grass, bitch.
You start talking to a new guy, and he goes out and shovels the snow of his ex's parent. Is that fine?
My new nigga would be doing that. But if he still wanted to do it, because again, I don't feel like any of his intentions, which I have to, I don't feel like his any of the things that he's doing is not for a reward. Like if he goes to shovel his mama, his grandma, his auntie and them snow, I'm gonna make sure her mom's straight too.
I don't feel like there's
I don't feel
a
like
need.
He's doing it because he feel like he about to get some buns. He's doing it because he a good nigga. And that's what he wants to
so,
do.
Okay.
So I will
There's no need to kind of switch up his role, though. Like, the new guy don't got to go shovel snow. If he's already committed to doing that, why put labor on my new man? You feel me?
See?
What?
I'm just...
See, no.
I'm
okay.
asking a question.
I did not see this level of toxicity from you.
I'm not toxic.
I'm not going to blur the lines with
that. How is that blurring lines? Okay, no.
I feel like that's disrespectful because now you got these niggas competing.
No. Now I feel like...
I feel like that's where that's some toxic
See, now you can make me switch on you because I feel like if it was... Hold up. Because if it was just family, if we all family, why the family can't continue to do what they're doing? That has nothing to do with me being in a relationship. Like, it's my family at this point.
Okay. Yeah, bro. What's that Lion King? Oh, I wanted a brother.
That would be like me making mac and cheese type shit for his family, right? Let's switch the roles. Like, I always bring the mac and cheese, but he got a new bitch. First of all, I wouldn't be doing that. Tell your new bitch to make that mac and cheese, hoe. But as the new bitch, but I would also feel crazy.
Why is that the sentiment?
Come over here doing something that I can do.
But why is that the sentiment? This has been this predates you. If there's no ill intention, there's no he trying to get some buns or whatever. Why is that?
She said she really leaning into the we family shit. So yeah. Since we locked in, she basically said we locked in, twin.
I feel like that's disrespectful. I feel like that's disrespectful. Because I wouldn't want that on the opposite end for me. That would be the same thing if his mom, like, I'm doing something for his mom type shit.
Yeah.
And I do it because I fuck with her. Like, that's mine. We locked in. Mm-hmm. But if another woman comes into the picture, I'm going to pull back because I feel like that's, I don't want you to think me and you was in competition, yeah, sister. Yeah. So I wouldn't want my new nigga and him to feel like they're in competition. And we've already discussed this. I have told him. Run these Christmases up, motherfucker. Until I get a new man. And don't you think you about to Whitley to my Dwayne, bitch. You not coming in here.
So there is no end game for him. He just... Now, are you sure about this? Because this sounds like something that men would do because, man, I'm going to get it back. I'm going to shovel this snow.
Oh,
I'm
so
going to get it back.
You admit that men will just be sitting in the weights, hoping.
Hell yeah. Hell yeah.
So y'all will be like, oh, we can be friends.
I'm plotting on the next time.
Y'all.
Hold on, listen. Let me get this. I'm plotting on the next time I see somebody in October.
Right now.
For homecoming. You're going to hell.
You're going to hell.
You're going straight to hell.
I'm going to hit her with one of them homecoming hugs.
The warm one.
Yeah.
The rub on the back. In the back.
Yeah, because sometimes, you know, somebody they need time to cool off. They need time to cool off and, you know, come to their senses for real.
Come to their senses.
Sometimes you never know.
Sometimes you need to go out there and explore.
Yeah, like, yeah.
So you'll be friends with a girl waiting until either her situation, her man not together, whatever. So you can step in.
Yes, but in this situation,
you're toxic.
But in this situation, and I feel like this is something that happens like when you are talking to somebody for real, like when y'all not talking, like it's hard to just be friends. Like it's almost like you either have them for real or y'all not talking because you can't. And I get it because like say for instance, if you and me talking, mm-hmm, right, we're talking and it don't work. And you start talking to Sean. Mm-hmm. You can't really build anything with Sean because the nigga that you used to talk to is still your friend. And that feeling is still going to be there.
No.
Yeah, I was about to say, I mean, if we're done, we're done.
But are you done? Because a lot of time, motherfuckers,
like
not...
Peter, I have to start saying on this motherfucker that I feel like I'm exception to a lot of things. I know that I'm very fucking weird. Because all of my friends are like, y'all really haven't slept together since y'all broke up? No.
Yeah, because you're not put in the position for that. But I'm saying if we just talked about this.
I just said.
There was nothing but space and opportunity.
When was this? This was last summer?
Yeah.
Okay. Well, yeah, you got to tell them because we was talking off camera.
You putting too much of her business out there.
Oh, it's personal.
You making the block hot.
We were in a very compromising position, which was not abnormal because it is normal to us.
Right.
Very compromising position, and we didn't do anything. We just went to sleep like normal people do. But I've made it very clear. I have boundaries. I've made it very clear that, first of all, I'm not rewarding bad behavior.
What? You know what? And this is something that I really... And you saw the text that I sent this morning. I feel like certain men be allowing certain shit. And when that woman moves on, she expects the niggas that she deals with after to allow that same shit.
Like what?
Like what I told you? Like,
oh.
Yeah. You're not finna treat me no type of way? Like, bitch, I leave.
I respect that on both parts. I feel like bitches need to tighten up. And niggas need to tighten up on their boundaries too.
I don't feel like
men don't have boundaries.
There's
men,
not a problem with setting a precedent though. for how you want to be treated, how you want your relationship to go.
And you, but you got to be really ready to stand on that, because a lot of people, men and women, aren't really want to stand on that shit. You say you want somebody to treat you some type of way, but you allow certain different type of behavior.
Yeah.
Like, say for instance, like when you mentioned you want the person that you're talking to celebrate the major holidays. Mm-hmm. So if you got with somebody and he Valentine's Day come up and he don't get you nothing, but you stay,
I'm canceling Christmas on this nigga.
Period.
You gotta cancel more. You gotta cancel his birthday. Everything. You gotta cancel Christmas. You gotta cancel Father's Day.
Everything. It's over, bitch. Yeah. It's, we not talking? Cause I am a real lover girl, and all my hoes know I am a trick. And I hate to say it like that, but the niggas be tricking on me too. It's not just a one way thing. So, I absolutely love to give my man stuff. I like that. I don't know. I like it. And especially getting a nigga something that he actually wants. That's like listening to a man say, oh, I want a new, the new 2K. And you buy this nigga some socks. What the fuck is wrong with you?
Yeah.
Like, it can be very simple. Yeah. It can be very extreme.
That's why you can't date them. It's the thought that counts as bitches. Because it's not. Bitch, because this was not fucking thoughtful.
That's not thoughtful.
It's not thoughtful at all. You was like, oh shit, it's birthday tomorrow. Go to Walmart. Bitch, you wasn't thinking about me.
See, nah. That, I feel like that is definitely a... Well, I do feel like women need to do better with that shit. I'm not gonna yai.
Not gonna yai.
Because unfortunately, coochie is not a gift.
I mean...
I'm getting the same coochie.
I mean, what?
Dick isn't either.
It ain't.
Niggas can't show up with just dick on any holiday.
Imagine a nigga showed up with dick in a box.
I'm sorry. As a girl who loves flowers, flowers is not enough. Flowers is not enough. I don't like flowers. I like flowers. That's not enough.
If you gonna give me flowers, bitch,
I know what type of flower.
I just feel like if you just bring me flowers, you really just brought me some dick, because that's all you brought.
So flowers and dick is the same thing? That's on the same gift tier? Because one of them is free. You got to at least bump flowers up.
Shit, a nigga could have went and picked them bitches out of
the garden. Yo, if I see a nigga in the garden,
in my fucking garden, I'm gonna kill you. Why would you do that?
Sniper shot.
Why would you steal my fucking flowers out of my garden?
No.
So flowers and dick is on the same. Enough. That's the same level for you.
Yeah, basically.
Well, so are you single?
Yeah.
Say Valentine's Day just passed. What would you expect? What would you consider romantic on Valentine's Day?
I like going to live sports, right? I'm not going to say I watch basketball or like football, but I like going to games. All right, tickets could be a thing. I love music. A concert could be a thing. Or it could be real simple. Book a reservation. Let's go to dinner. That's simple. Those are things that you get somebody Valentine's Day. If your pockets ain't where they need to be. Because, I mean, I love jewelry and I love bags. You feel me? But we don't got to do all of that for Valentine's Day.
We in a recession, queen.
Well, to certain people. Some people are not recessed. Men are not good people.
I'm glad I didn't say
Maybe that. Maybe it's you. Have you ever thought about that?
I don't think it's me.
Do you really, like...
I don't think it's me.
Why do you not think it's you?
I'm trying not to put too much in my...
Dave, what's the most toxic thing you've done?
I'm not toxic. I'm not a toxic individual.
When I'm editing this, I'm a freeze frame it right there and put some little shit right there. You don't think you're toxic?
I don't think so.
That's what most toxic people say. Because I don't think I'm toxic either. But like, if I explain my tendencies, people would say I'm toxic. Said I'm toxic for waiting it out. I'm a patient nigga.
I feel like that's toxic because your intentions aren't what you're presenting them as.
You're lying.
Like, it's not like...
How am I lying?
You're lying. If you're saying, yeah, I'm going to be this... If this person was like, oh, are we friends? And you're like, yeah,
we're friends.
You're lying.
I never said we were friends.
But see, this is what we was going back to what we was talking about on live, I feel like.
Yeah.
Where I was saying that I personally... Y'all gonna eat me up. But I personally think that's a red flag. And maybe in my opinion, maybe I'm an exception... I have a lot of male friends that I have not slept with or anything, but I feel like a lot of the times men minimize women to what we can like, as if we don't like she said, sports and basketball, mm-hmm. and shit like that. Like, I don't want to say I'm not. I'm a concert girly. Will I go to the games with you? Hell yeah. But imagine being a dude and you like the Hawks and she got season tickets. You don't want to be her friend because she a girl. Like, you don't want to go to the games with her because you're expecting more from her than just being like, damn, yeah, she fucked with the Hawks.
But I don't want to be somebody's friend because they got tickets. I want to actually like you as like that. The ticket should be a perk. That should be a perk of friendship.
But that does not make any sense because essentially all you are dwindling us down to is sex.
It's sex.
No. Take sex and like gender shit off the table because you could be a nigga and you got tickets to the Hawks and I'm not gonna be a nigga friend because he got tickets to the Hawks.
Well, no.
But I'm saying like just not just the tickets to the Hawks, but like y'all click.
Yeah.
Like yeah, like I could talk stats with this bitch. Like she own it. Like
she just said she don't watch sports.
We just piggybacking off.
Who Luka Doncic play for?
Listen, we don't have to do that. Luka. We don't have to do that. Luka. I like the experience of going to games in person. I like it. It's fun.
Fight for your fucking life.
Shit.
Not beating the allegations. Not but go ahead.
Okay, listen. I love concerts. I do love concerts, okay, though. So I will agree with you with that.
But I mean, like, it don't matter what it is. Because like I said, I feel like that's why a lot of men, first of all, men will be like, you're so masculine. I think that's where maybe that falls into why I can be cool with niggas. Because a lot of them look at me like, she's masculine as hell. Like, this is a little boy in a girl's body. That's okay with me.
But is that not like a bonus though, I feel?
A lot, but men will always say that.
Like that's the homie.
But like, yeah.
I do feel like it is. Because if you can do certain shit with your girl, it's almost like, or your girl can put you on to certain masculine shit that you're not doing. Because like, if my girl can teach me how to fish.
Yeah.
A nigga literally called me one time like, let me come over there and get your stud finder. And I busted out laughing like, why do you know I have a stud finder? He was like, bruh, you just remodeled your bathroom. I know you have a stud finder. Like, even when I remodel my bathroom.
You can mount TVs, too?
Hell yeah.
You mount your own girl's TVs?
Hell yeah.
Dang, where was you, like, 4 months ago?
Hell yeah, I do everything. Like, I literally just built my closet. I just rebuilt my closet.
Have y'all seen them, like, them AI videos of the girls, like, looking feminine as mother, but then they rip their shirt off and be a nigga chest? Y'all seen them since? That's just... I'm gonna make one of her.
But I like that stuff. So when I remodeled my bathroom, I think it was COVID. Them niggas at Lowe's was like, what do you need? They used to come up to me, that's how bad I was in Lowe's. Like the niggas, the employees worked there, like, what you need? Alright, so I'm finna retile in the bathroom and I need to get the grout and I need to get this, and he'll be like, alright, cool. The only thing I don't be fucking with, I don't like saws. The wet saw I'm cool with, but that regular one, I'm like, move on. I need to find a man to do that. I don't want to cut my finger off.
You know what? I think I was talking to you. Oh, maybe I was on live. I think it was on live. I was telling you about a movie that I saw and I couldn't remember the name of it. It was called like Beneath Us or some shit. But it was a movie. It was a quick intermission because I just remembered this shit because it was a saw in this movie and I'm reminded of it. It was a movie about this racist ass white couple. And how they tortured a group of fucking undocumented immigrants that were working on their house. Killed the shit out of these. Like, all of them but one.
They got their house built first? No,
So they had built on in addition. So it was like one of the big ass houses and they had like an outside house, like an extra house. Mm-hmm. But they built this motherfucking house. They built the extra house. And they buried them motherfuckers alive under it. Beneath Us. I think it's on Amazon Prime.
Y'all that's just sick and twisted.
Yeah.
That's some sick and twisted.
But stuff. it's some shit that I think is probably happening.
Hell yeah.
Cause
I think people just that, and maybe people be like, you be so hyper focused on like murder and documented. Niggas is crazy. I be fascinated with the psychology of this shit.
I love psychology.
Like, yeah. Psychology is so interesting,
like,
to me.
If I could go back and do college over, I would have got a psychology degree. Because I already know how to do this shit. This shit didn't really require a degree. can be fucking frank. This shit didn't really require
a degree. This shit that they told our parents, this was all a jug.
That's why
Boomers, nah, bitch, you need a motherfucking degree to get up in here. And then they done told us this shit.
Psych!
The American dream is not the same anymore.
Yeah, that's why when nigga be saying college is a scam, that's what nigga be talking about. Not the actual school, nigga. It's what y'all be telling folks.
College is a scam. I feel like you should not go to college and rack up debt. Because my mom, I'm petty as a motherfucker. My mom was talking about going to college, like, you know, during her time. And my petty ass then Googled her motherfucking ledger from 1985 from the University of Michigan. Bitch, your books, your everything, your tuition was 8 bands. Everything. For the whole year. $8,000. Housing, tuition, books.
And paying that shit out of pocket.
Right.
Over the summer.
Hello? Now you got one semester, 40 bands.
Yep.
One semester, 40 bands. So college is a scam. Especially if you don't know what you're pushing your kids straight into college. And they don't know what they want to do. They don't know what they like. They don't know what they want to expand into. Like, you have absolutely... You just going to this motherfucker to do psychology and the whole time.
And before people in the comments, oh, college, college, you're not a scam.
I'm not saying.
College is not a scam inherently, but it can be.
I feel like if you're going for a specific concentration, like if you're going to be a doctor or a lawyer, like you absolutely need
a trade.
100%. But then again, it's only, those are a few degrees out of like thousands.
Right.
And that's the thing too, because... anybody who is a keyword warrior, like, college is a scam. Are you using your degree right now? Are you working in a concentration, working in a job that aligns with your degree? If you're not, zip it.
I feel like psychology would have benefited me a whole lot better, because I feel like psychology, of course, is a study of people, the study of the human brain. Mm-hmm. And I feel like when we talk about, like, talking to people and having conversations with people, you get to pull certain things out of people. Depending on how you ask it.
Mm-hmm.
That's one of the things working at TMZ taught me. It was like, you have to ask things in a certain way so you can avoid getting a yes or no answer.
That's like what I was saying with Ice when she was asking them questions last week. And I said, all the questions that you asking are allowing for a lie.
Yeah.
But when I said, you asking a man about being a good father, I'm going to ask you, do you have a room in your house for your kid?
That is another thing too, because she's right. It is, I think if you ask certain things in a way to give men an out to lie, and I can say this as a man, I'm not gonna feel like I'm lying if I tell you a certain answer that may not be the truth.
Toxic.
Ask me something. I'll tell you how I answer that. Give me an open. You ask me something, because you're gonna ask me something, right?
Okay.
Ask me something. I'm gonna tell you how I lie.
Are you talking to multiple people right now? Are you talking to, like, dating multiple people right now?
No. I'm actually only talking to you right now.
See, like, be so serious. What? Are you dating? Because we're not dating. Are you dating multiple people at this current moment?
No, at the current moment, I'm not.
What do you consider dating?
What do I consider dating? I consider dating as we are being exclusive with each other, and you are the person that I'm talking to.
Well, that would be having a girlfriend. Dating could be going out to eat with someone that you have an interest in. That is a date. That's a date.
That's dating.
That is going on.
That is everybody be thinking they motherfucking boyfriend and girlfriend.
That is going on a date. But again, these are the type of questions that you have to ask questions the right way.
Mm-hmm. Okay, so then how would you ask it to get a straight answer?
How would I ask that question?
You got to get them to say the quiet part out loud. Like, for me, empathy. Who people empathize with. So, like, for instance, Ghost or Tommy?
I ain't watch Power.
Damn.
Give me another show.
I got to be well-versed in it to answer that.
A movie? Franchise? Marvel? Fuck.
I don't watch Marvel.
I'd say Tommy.
Why?
I empathize. Well,
why do you empathize with Tommy?
Because I feel like, in comparison to Ghost, Tommy's view on the world is a lot more limited. And I feel like people give Ghost all of this empathy that he doesn't deserve. I feel like he had different avenues that he could have taken, and he knows more about the world. So it's just like the choices that he made are crazy.
Okay, so usually, in my opinion, well, actually, an easier one for you would be Tasha or Keisha. Like, Who would you rather be friends with? Is it better to ask a female, Tasha or Keisha?
Keisha was dumb. I'm sorry. Keisha was dumb.
Get this girl.
Keisha was dumb.
If you go on with Tasha, get the hell.
What?
Tasha was a motherfucking snake. So again.
What do you mean she was a snake?
That bitch fucked everyone, any and everybody who paid that bitch attention. You fucked your goddamn your man's driver.
I watch it.
He was cheating on her the entire time. The entire time. Yes, he was.
No, he wasn't. He met Angela at the club.
Let's even the fucking playing around, because I don't know what the fuck y'all talking about.
Which is crazy.
But Drake or Kendrick, who do y'all empathize with?
Oh, come on now. That's not, no.
It is. Because Drake is a nigga who's helped a lot of people. And now all the people that he helped are kind of like, yeah, fuck you. We never liked you anyway.
I agree with that. I 100% agree.
But Kendrick just don't like this nigga.
And that's I feel like that's enough. I feel like that is more than enough.
Y'all feel a little bit bad for Drake, though. Just a little bit.
It's not that I feel bad. No. I understand where the fuck he coming from. Because, bitch.
Drake?
Yeah. Because, bitch, all of y'all niggas was riding on my back and riding the wave when it was cute. But now y'all niggas don't fuck with me. And now everybody want to gang up on me. Now y'all trying to call me out. Because that, to me, also looks weird. Because if you didn't fuck with me, you didn't fuck with me.
Yeah.
Like, period, point blank. I wouldn't be fucking with somebody that, in the back of my mind, I really don't fuck with this nigga, but hey, he ain't about to jump on my track and make this bitch a number one. To me, that shit is moving funny, and then to turn around and then be like, yeah, bitch, fuck you. What? That y'all jumped on the fucking song, and now you bitches hate me. Now y'all want to call me out. And let's not act like the nigga not fucking mixed, bitch. Y'all acting like this really a nigga from the fucking trenches. Let's be fucking for you. He was on Degrassi, bitch. Y'all treating this nigga like he really know what the fuck going on. I feel like Drake is musically inclined. I feel like he makes great music. And I feel like everybody can see that. Y'all all know that. Y'all know that this nigga, he getting to play. He has way more star power on a different level. He's a pop star. Correct. But again, if I can jump on your shit and make it 10 times better than what it was, not to say your shit wasn't popping, but if that was really the case, why was this nigga on everybody's shit?
Yeah.
If he wasn't popping, why was you on everybody's shit?
I'm not saying I don't get where he's coming from, but I, as far as Kendrick goes, I understand standing on, I just don't fuck with this nigga. I just don't fuck with him. Everybody that...
That's some Gemini ass shit. Bitch, if I don't fuck with you, it's people that will tell you, bitch, if I don't fuck with you,
But who is he to not benefit from everybody else that want to jump on his hate train?
Essentially, you jumped on what was it? Future and J. Cole track trying to sneak this, bitch. You didn't even come out the gate. Yeah, you didn't even come out the gate on your own. You didn't pop out the gate on bullshit. You jumped on two other niggas' shit talking shit about me. And then you want to turn around.
He didn't stand on that shit, though.
He said,
fuck you, and kept the middle finger there. And he kept going closer, and he punched a nigga in the face. Now,
wait, what?
I'm just saying. Oh, I'm talking about the songs that came back to back to back. He nigga said, fuck the big three, it's just Big Me. Nigga, boom! And it was up the rest of the summer. He dropped Euphoria. That shit's still going crazy. I really didn't like the Dear Donny shit. I forgot what that was called. Because I don't like raps filled with lies. You rapping about a daughter that doesn't exist. But he came back with
Nas. How do we know that?
We would have seen this month. We would have seen. If Drake had...
That way the niggas brought up what? The Clips brought up Adonis?
We would have found...
That shit was everywhere.
We would have found...
Now you got a baby with a porn star.
We would have found that baby by now.
Yeah.
We would have found that baby by now. But everything else hit. Except... Kill the Party. That shit was whack. But I feel like that was just some shit he did.
I didn't even hear none of this shit.
That's Kill the Party?
None of it.
Whoa, no, it was Watch the Party Die.
Yeah.
See, you from LA, you didn't like that shit.
I didn't really.
That was a party killer, for real. That shit dropped and nobody talked about it ever again. But I feel like the Super Bowl was the big, that was the moment, for real, for real. Mm-hmm. But there's another moment coming that I don't think people are talking about. When Kendrick performs Not Like Us in Toronto for this tour. Two nights in a row. I think it might be three nights, but I know it's two nights for sure. That is another moment. You see, there are certain things that are going to be moments. That's why the Super Bowl was propped up how it was, because that was prepared to be a moment.
But still, Now, do I feel like Kendrick is an amazing artist? Yes, I do. I will not take his flowers away from him. But I also feel like that's like Megan. Everybody was, y'all couldn't wait to mention that bitch. You couldn't wait to bring her name up and shit. Why are you not riding on your, why are you sucking my cock to get far? Why are you on my fucking, why are you mentioning,
put a name on it. Who we talking about?
What you're mean?
Riding off,
who?
I feel like Kendrick is really riding the wave off of Drake. You're back up, everybody, it's like beef. It's not like beef, it is beef. If everything that you're doing right now, you're not putting out other shit, other now, music, not agree. Talking about me.
I can't agree because
you're riding off of.
I feel like
it
was,
there, because there were no Drake subliminals on. Well, it probably was a few, but it wasn't a lot on GNX. GNX was good music. You didn't listen to GNX? I didn't even listen to that album. Oh, you're missing out on good rap.
God. Yeah, we can't even have this conversation if you didn't hear GNX.
The only song that was heavily like Drake inspired was probably the intro.
I mean,
whacked out
music. But I feel like that was just a transition.
How many songs did he perform at the Super Bowl?
Oh, all of them.
Yeah.
Okay. Luther, Squabble Up, Peekaboo.
Mm-hmm.
I feel like I'm missing one. No. It was the one, the doo-wop shit. Man at the Garden.
I'll shut my mouth.
When he was on the other. Bitch, I want it all. So that was four songs.
Because it's really hard. Like, you gotta
listen to that album.
I don't like to listen to shit when it first come out. Everybody's talking
about it. Oh, I don't either.
I like to take a step back and then, like,
all right, so did you listen to the Drake and Party Next Door album?
Hell no.
I ain't listening to that shit either.
I heard a few songs.
But I also don't have the. Sean, did you hear it?
I did.
You liked it?
It's hookah music.
It's not.
It's summertime ish music. It's like, it kind of reminds me of his house album.
But the thing about it is, and here's what I'm feeling, and we can transition into talking about this, because I definitely wanted to touch on it. I feel like in the past, with Drake's projects, if he dropped something, then it was the thing. Mm-hmm. This project doesn't feel like, I don't feel like I'm missing out on anything by not listening to this latest Drake project.
Not really. You're not.
I don't think so. Drake's still, like you said, he's a great artist, but also, like we mentioned this before, I feel like Drake has benefited from being a part of the system. He's not a part of that system anymore. So it's almost like in sports, since you guys like fucking sports apparently.
Okay.
Like if you have a player that's in a good system, he's going to excel a lot more than he would be in another system. You feel me? Like Michael Vick wouldn't be like a traditional drop back passing quarterback because that's not what he was good at.
Okay.
Like, I wouldn't put Tom Brady or Peyton Manning in a system where they got to run.
Yeah.
Run with the fucking ball. Like, nigga, you're...
quarterback.
Yeah, you're fucking slow. Like, it's not going to work. You feel me? So, but that's what I think about Drake right now with this Some Sexy Songs for You. And I thought, I like R&B Drake. I like Drake with I like Drake with the melodies. I don't like Drake when he had stuff. You feel me? So, but, and also because when I was in college, and this is why sometimes certain music, you cannot... they're tied to moments in life.
I'm telling you, that controller with the flower Snapchat filter.
Yeah. Oh, yeah,
that's
yeah,
2016
yeah.
all day.
I will never forget when I was in school and Take Care came out. I remember leaving Club 868 one time, Thirsty Thursdays. Yes, fucking memories. Drunk is a skunk. And I had caught this bitch who had a nigga. And I was like, fuck your nigga. And I hung up. And I think that was a routine for like every Thursday for like 2 months. I'm talking about like 2 o'clock in the morning.
Just calling her.
Yeah, and she would pick up though.
Daddy.
Right.
She would pick up though. Mm-mm. And you know, but that's the type of moments that you really like, regardless of what I think about Drake's ranking now in music, because I have my top five and he's not in it.
Top five.
Yeah, speaking of top five, I talk about top five and Drake, you know, he's getting itchy. But, yeah, you can't replace those moments regardless of what niggas is going through. Now, that's why some people still have R. Kelly.
Feeling on your booty.
Yeah, but R. Kelly, and this might be a controversial take. Diddy's music is a lot harder for me to cancel than R. Kelly's.
What songs?
I was about to say, Diddy don't even...
Give me five songs that's hard for you to... Quickly! Quickly!
Bad Boy for Life. The fucking... Most of this shit is remixes that he topped on. Mm-mm. We ain't going nowhere. We and nigga, that's spiritual, nigga. We ain't going nowhere. We bad boys for life. I can't say that shit now because it's. I got a bad boy hoodie. I can't even wear anymore. But also, it was the fucking. It's the shit that Diddy built. And honestly, a lot of the things that we, a lot of the people that we look up to, or maybe that have inspired us on our journey. Why are you looking at me like that?
Because you didn't piss me crazy. The fuck off. Yeah. All right, Kelly, nigga. First of all, feeling on your booty is top.
We're talking
about top. See, that's on 25 motherfucking years.
But because they inspired. Because they those
step
two,
in the fucking name of love. Yeah.
Those two
barbecue
artists,
music.
Those
come
two
on now.
Honey love.
Those two artists inspired different things in niggas. Diddy make niggas want to get money. I want to get. I listen to Diddy, and I want to.
Diddy do make you want to be on a yacht.
Yeah, I want to start a fucking business. I want to start a fucking business listening to Diddy. R. Kelly make you want to fuck.
Oh my god.
R. Kelly make you want to do a lot of things.
Whoa.
I'm just saying. I was saying like step in the name of love. Hello, step in the name of love. I'm not saying you. He just even
did he make
booty, that's one of them songs. You and your drunk ass man just feeling on your booty two stepping.
He made gospel songs too, right?
I need a girl too.
What was we?
Nigga, I need a girl
hold on.
Two.
What was the one that we all graduated? Depending on how old you are, I believe I can fucking fuck. Was a staple for all millennial baby graduations. Yes. All of our graduate nigga, yes. We were singing. I believe I can fucking fly. Be yes. So fucking for real.
Gotta move on.
No, nigga.
She don't want my love.
That's
okay,
so abusive.
Okay,
wait. That girl. No, she don't want your love, nigga. Your love comes with hands. Your love comes with abuse.
And hands and feet, apparently.
Hands and that's not funny.
That's not funny.
Fucking said it.
I have the darkest humor. I know.
All about the Benjamins.
Remix with a lot. Never mind. Not in this
pocket. Shake your fucking tail feather.
Oh my god.
Come on.
When the last time somebody said, put on shake your tail feather?
Right. Or all about
the
Benjamins.
The I, the D, the D, the Y, the D.
When this nigga was called the Shining Superman, please, that man, we should have knew that nigga was delusional as fuck.
Man, listen, all I'm saying is Diddy music is a lot harder for me to counsel the art. Because you can find another nigga to fuck to. You can find another. I can listen to Leon Thomas. I don't need to listen to fucking R. Kelly.
I'm just saying. Saying Diddy's music is hard to let go of is crazy.
Yeah.
Because in reality, he was more so producing that shit and just...
Now he was a great,
all in the studio.
He was a great producer.
All in your videos, nigga. That's really what that was. You couldn't even let the artist that you really made the songs for had a fucking shine, bitch. You had to get in there and two step. You couldn't even let the niggas have their own shit. Please.
I'm just listen.
That man is crazy.
But one artist who I'm never canceling is Kanye. I'm sorry.
Oh yeah, no. Niggas Kanye till I die for sure.
We be, you know, just, I just we be having a lot.
I just have to like when I see Kanye going on, I can't even look at it no more. It's like I don't see it.
Even though I will say
and
this,
so like, ooh, that's a crazy.
I will say though that his last merch drop did make me feel away.
I didn't look at it.
I stand by Kanye. I really do, but
Kanye's making it really difficult to.
I feel like
support the shenanigans.
My brother he's on that shit right now. He on that shit.
I mean, he made a whole video saying that he wasn't on that shit.
What was the one shit they said that the dentist was giving him?
The gas.
It was getting like the gas.
Yeah, yeah. Nitrous, yeah.
Yeah, like, of course that nigga gonna say he not on gas. And you already bipolar. If you really know how bipolar people be, they be, especially a Gemini, we already, I don't know what it is, I'm praying for my fellow Gemini.
Yeah, shout out to the Geminis. Dej, you know, we got to get you a segment. You got to come up with your own. That's your homework.
Okay.
You got to come up with a segment.
Oh, God. I feel like there's a big misconception now. I'm really not a toxic person. I just feel like I'm going to get slandered. And that's just not even me. That's not my body.
Good. Take the fucking heat off of me. Because you motherfucking niggas been on this, in Kodak comments.
Why do they throw the toxic allegations on you?
You just tried to, but you're the toxic one.
Why? Because I'm a Leo?
Oh my God!
You didn't know that?
No, but that makes so much sense. Yes.
What the fuck does that mean?
You are toxic. Oh God.
What does that mean? What does that mean? God. Yeah, you didn't know I was a Leo either. Is it all making sense now? Are Leos toxic?
Leo men.
I don't know enough Leo men.
to really give a good assessment on. I'm trying to.
My cousin is a Leo too. DJ A1. Yeah, Candy Burrs DJ.
I know A1 is.
Yeah, that's my cousin. My blood cousin.
I'm screaming. The one, I guess.
You know, you know Finesse?
Finesse 2 times?
No. A podcast of Finesse. Finesse is on the club. Ball dude. If I show you his Instagram, you'll see. But he a Leo too.
He a what?
He a Leo too. Thug a Leo. Uzi.
I don't know how.
Obama's a Leo.
I don't know how to explain it with Leo men, but y'all are. I don't want to say y'all DeLulu.
They are.
But y'all have more. Okay, I guess. Grandiose sense of self.
Yes, and they.
Y'all always think y'all are beginning the program. Every single time.
Yeah.
Every time.
And if it's not happening like that.
Sometimes, now don't get me wrong. Sometimes it be right. Sometimes the Leo men, that's one thing I would say, they be popping their shit. But sometimes it's like.
You have to aim for the stars when you want great things in life. So just because the Leo men that you've run into have wanted to elevate you and themselves simultaneously. Your life gets better. Like, your life gets better when you're with a fucking Leo.
What? I attract, which is crazy, Cancer men. Cancer men love me.
Close, but not enough.
I know.
It's not enough.
Cancer men, me and Taurus men, I don't know why we attract each other, but I absolutely hate them. The sex is always amazing, but I want to, and I think it's because we're too close. Gemini, mm-hmm.
Yeah.
We way too close. And oddly, I feel like I attract a lot of Scorpio men. And I don't know why. But I don't, me and Leo, we don't really, I don't think I've ever dated a Leo.
I attract a lot of Sagittarius men. The devil. No. Taurus men.
Sagittarius.
Right. Taurus men are cool.
What's your sign?
Aries. But I attract a lot of Aries, too. Oh, my God. Bitch, don't do that.
I hate breaking.
You seem like you're like subdued toxicity.
Y'all are straight bullshit.
Don't do that.
Y'all are some fun motherfuckers.
Oh, my God.
But y'all are absolutely insane. I have never heard the bullshit come out of a woman's mouth the way I hear. I'm sorry. The Aries women that I know, I be like, oh, wow. Y'all be doing some bullshit. And y'all really be like.
Oh, so you got a birthday coming up.
I do have a birthday coming up. No.
Another question. Nah. Like, say if you do talk to somebody, like, it is right before your birthday. Do you expect them to go all out for your birthday?
No, but I do expect something.
I feel like it depends on when we start talking and how close.
Well, no, also, I'm not unrealistic, right? So everything that I'm saying or things that I feel like I can ask for is because it's happened before. I met somebody 2 days before my birthday. And I got a trip, and me and my homegirl.
He was trying to get some coochie.
And he didn't get it.
Okay.
So.
Was he still friends with you after this trip?
No. But who cares? I had a great birthday.
What the fuck? Oh my God. Yo.
I had a great birthday. It's not enough.
What I say, thank you,
dude. Two solid niggas with your budget, not enough.
Fuck, I'm not going on. I'm never going on no trip with nobody that I've never had sex with.
Oh my God!
Wait, where did y'all go? Where was this trip?
It doesn't matter.
No, it do matter. Was it? Did you need a passport?
Yellow. Was it what?
Did you need a passport?
No.
Oh. Well.
Was there a beach?
Man.
We need the beach, girl. I told you.
Cause I mean, it don't like it.
Y'all be on straight bullshit.
You're not beating the toxic allegations today.
How is it?
Okay. I'm sorry, Mookie.
Okay, wait. How is that toxic, though? How is that toxic? And how is that bullshit?
Okay.
As a single woman.
It's toxic because.
How is that some bullshit?
Could have killed you. So I already think that's crazy as a motherfucker going on a trip anywhere. Okay. With a nigga you met today.
She had her friends.
You had your friends?
Yeah. Yeah, security.
That nigga could have killed all y'all. What the fuck?
Well, that nigga was a killer and he would have killed somebody eventually, so. That's how it be. That's the shit. Some shit you can't escape from.
After 2 days, I ain't doing that. I'm sorry. I feel like
some,
that shit fishy.
You can't. You just said some niggas ain't recessed.
Yeah. Some niggas ain't recessed.
Like you met me 2 days ago. You ain't got nothing from me.
He could have been about to go on this trip anyway.
So I already feel like you taking me on this trip because you think you're about to get some coochie out of me. Duh. Exactly. And how she just said, like, you didn't even get nothing.
Yeah.
So.
I mean, when we came back. But that's
the risk niggas run.
Right, exactly. When we came back, I mean, we went out a couple more times, but it was just like, this ain't, no. But I've had fun. My birthday was great. Thank you. What?
Was this,
so,
was this last year?
Oh. He ain't trying to listen, cause he's gonna be somewhere like, yeah, nigga. See, I was with this bitch. Is she talking about me?
This nigga gonna make a reply video.
Please. Oh God.
First of all, we went to Kennesaw.
I'm weak. Oh my God.
But nah, I mean, yeah, that's the risk like men run when you do certain shit. Cause this is a possibility that you could not get what you want to get. Oh, and you just gotta eat that shit.
Yeah.
But that's why I don't go into certain things with any expectation. Like, even on dates, I don't expect to get a coochie at the end of a date.
Why should you? Oh my God.
Cause, and 9 times out of 10, even if I don't get any from you, I'm gonna get something from somebody that night. Shit may not be you.
And that's none of my business.
It isn't. You said what?
You should have took her ass one day. Let's get some bang for your buck. Damn, nigga.
Nah, I mean, but there's some women that niggas got, like, oh, and that's the fucked up thing, like, we talk about. Because certain things, sometimes when we don't mention everything that's going on, but sometimes you got to say the quiet part out loud. Everybody got emotion. Everybody having their way. Niggas, like, if I... Look at the back.
I don't got no motion. I don't got nothing going on.
You got a nigga that's shoveling your mama driveway.
Oh, he love my mama.
He love her.
No, what? What?
The nigga that's he likes you a lot.
He didn't know me.
He didn't even know her. He just thought she was pretty.
Right. He was trying to get to know me.
He was trying to get a buzz
for it. Yeah, cause nigga really don't be caring to know nobody.
He was trying to get them buzz. That's
no.
Let me show her I got some money.
And that's the
I'm not broke. I'm spending it.
Appreciate that. Thank you. I love that you are financially stable.
Which I mean, get it.
Like
pretty privileged.
I don't think that's no.
You don't, huh?
That's not the same. I feel like
do you believe in pretty privilege?
Yeah.
Yeah.
You don't sound like you.
I feel like attractive people have a privilege.
But that's on both sides.
Right.
Pretty privilege.
It's not why just do you a think female some thing.
Of the finest niggas be hobo sexual.
Absolutely. They can get it off.
Fine as hell and broke as a motherfucker, but will fuck you through the goddamn match.
That's all they have to offer. Of course, that's what they're going to do.
Yeah, like.
Is anybody a victim on this couch?
Hell no.
No.
I feel like if you get tricked by a nigga, I mean, I don't know. Anybody, like a fine ass bitch can't pull up to me and be like, hey, I ain't got nowhere to stay.
Can I let
me
suck your dick?
Because I automatically think if you're homeless as a woman, your coochie stink. So.
It's a lot of things that women, especially when bitches be like really pretty, they be saying like stuff that men do where I feel like your coochie trash.
I mean, either that or you just have poor pussy management.
I feel like a lot of bitches got poor pussy management, for sure.
What do you think is causing that? Poor coochie management.
Now, this.
Not having a daddy.
Ooh.
Oof. Mm. What you about to say, Tasha?
Yes. Dang, I just just derailed my thoughts. I feel like not standing on boundaries. That's what I was gonna say. I have been a victim of not standing on.
You don't stand certain, like you're
I'm not gonna say. On? I'm not gonna say I don't stand on boundaries.
But in that moment,
I have. Yeah, I mean, I feel like if you like a person enough, or you know what I'm saying, like you might be like, all right, like whatever. But yeah, no. Mm-mm. Oh God! What?
I literally, I feel like that it really do boil down to not having a dad. Like, I feel like you don't know what boundaries are or how to set boundaries if you've never learned it.
Yeah,
like that. I feel like that's why when we have these podcasts, we have these discussions, we don't talk about that enough. You only know what you know.
Yeah,
I feel like that's men and women. The fuck, you only know what the fuck you know. So if you don't have a daddy around and tell you like, I'm telling you, I'm 16 years old, came in the house crying, my dad was like. No nigga that really like you is ever gonna hurt your feelings intentionally. Period. Like, men that don't do shit. Again, a man that won't do shit for you. Or, it was so many things. Like, mm-hmm. a man that just tell you shit or, like, offer something and don't ever follow up on it. It was my dad that was really teaching me, like,
yeah.
But that remind me, though, like, men be putting or suggesting women do shit that they would not even allow their own kids to goddamn.
Like I said the last time, telling these bitches to sell pussy, why you don't sell your ass? Because the men's is paying. Why? Why you telling a bitch to go sell her coochie and then call her a whore?
Right.
You call her a whore, bitch, everything up under the sun. Why you don't go sell your ass? Why you don't go sell dick? It's women paying too. I don't understand. Why I got to do it? Why you can't do it?
It's probably not a big enough market, though.
Yes, the fuck it is.
Man, it ain't damn, it ain't the goddamn
y'all
same
got
size.
Gay friends. My gay friends will tell me these niggas was paying.
Like, so, but it's niggas paying for niggas.
Yeah. Oh. It's bitches paying for niggas, too. Bitches.
It's still not enough. It's not enough. It's not enough.
But why tell a woman to go against herself or convince her to do something that essentially you're morally damning her? Why you don't do it? That's like when men be like, if I was a girl, I would strip. I would sell. I would do this. You a nigga.
Coke. If Kodak and Coke were both selling news, I had to sell 10 to get $1 million. You had to sell 100 to get $1 million.
Yeah, I don't think it's equal.
You would sell out first.
I do.
But
think...
what if I don't want to do it, but you do?
I don't want to do it.
It don't make no difference. If that's not what I want for myself, it don't matter how much I would make. I don't want
to
do that.
I feel like the male equivalent to like being a stripper though is like being a drug dealer. Is that not the same? Yeah, I feel like that's the same.
You can't go to jail for popping pussy.
I mean, but some of them strippers be, is. You know.
I feel like socially, it's the same. Yeah. Not legally, it's the same. Like, there's no.
I just feel like that's the male equivalent.
Because it's fast money.
Yeah.
Fast money equivalent.
I agree with that. Yeah.
And it can get dangerous. I mean, I don't feel like all this, and this isn't everybody, but I don't feel like all the strippers only be on the pole. I feel like they do a little extra shit to, you know what I'm saying?
Now you know.
Shut your ass. I'm rebranding myself. Cut it out.
I'm just saying, you can't act like she lied. You seen it.
Of course.
Damn, what is all these niggas doing in here today? They're not throwing no money. Go.
Now, see, I never watched any of that transpire personally, but hearing the stories on the outside is like, I mean, definitely, you selling it to really cover it, cause niggas ain't coming up into that club too much longer to see you shake that ass in their face, bitch. I'm tired of smelling your coochie.
That's why
I want to taste.
But that's what I don't understand about the OnlyFans market, because to me. How the fuck you don't tell me video of you fucking another nigga? And that's the appeal.
I don't understand paying to watch porn, period. Why are people doing that?
Because I feel like it's literally like the fantasy of that person. Like,
what?
I'm not tapped in. Nobody fantasy.
Like, ain't what? Nobody. Like,
but listen, that's where I said the market is crazy for sex work. Sex work is one of the oldest jobs. There is prostitution. Mm-hmm. No matter which side it goes on, people are paying for what they want.
You see
what
that?
They like.
You see what that says?
What recently deleted?
Right above it. Yep, that's the only fans I need.
If you're sending,
but I feel like a lot of people. I remember when the pandemic hit and when OnlyFans was going up, and I remember people used to be like, "You should get OnlyFans." What, bitch? Why would I get on the internet and blast my body so Correct. You can see me? So you can see. That's all it is. Is depending on, especially when you feel like these women are out of your reach.
Yeah.
And that's the crazy shit, because they really don't be.
They don't know that.
These niggas don't know that.
They don't.
They don't know that.
it be your tax bracket.
Yeah.
But to a nigga who work a regular 9-to-5, who they ain't got, you know what I'm saying, This nigga
gotta save up.
You of course you would pay $5.99 to see the girl that you have never even with her.
Yeah.
Play with a coochie.
Maybe that's true. Because in Atlanta, I didn't see the bitch at Lenox.
But Atlanta's a different place.
But what? Why does it have to be somebody that you can? Is it just the identifiable factor of it?
Because that's my question too. Why am I attached to this one girl?
Yeah.
This one girl, like,
so it's not nobody that if them motherfuckers had OnlyFans,
no.
Oh, like a celebrity or something?
Yeah.
Okay, that's different.
That's what I'm saying. Like, imagine.
That's different.
But like, celebrities are rare.
Her, her baby daddy, if they had one, I don't give a fuck if that shit was $1,000 a month. I would pay for it. I would pay for that shit. Them motherfuckers are so.
But nice. But it's only one Victoria Monet and whoever her baby daddy is. I don't know who that nigga is. But it's a million motherfuckers on Instagram with the same body as the motherfucker that won't. $50 a month for her OnlyFans. Like, there's nothing, like, and it's, the market is so oversaturated.
It is.
Like, how can you, like, you think I'm finna pay for this? They're putting this shit on here for free.
What are you talking about? Like, I always thought, what's stopping people who are paying for it, like the videos or whatever, from like screenshotting or screen recording?
That happened too, because I definitely, like, that's a thing too, because like, all you, I'm not saying sometimes I do this. But if you type in a girl Instagram name and just type in XXX after it, everything comes up. Allegedly. But anywho, you mentioned something about you said pay $1,000 a month for them. So what about these motherfucking Beyonce tickets you got? Cause you mentioned it last week, no, the week before last, and I wanted to bring it up. But
I heard
folks
taking out loans from the Beyonce
team. Bruh, tell them. How much was the ticket?
$6,000.
Huh?
$6,000.
You paid $6,000 for Beyonce tickets.
That's a huge century.
That is. Was this for one ticket? This is
two.
This is two tickets? You a good friend. $6,000 for Beyonce. She must be coming to meet you.
She's trying to get some buns. After this concert.
I don't want buns.
Does this come with Beyonce?
I am blind.
Is Beyonce coming to your seat?
See Beyonce. She's probably gonna be about that far away.
You gonna be able to smell Beyonce as close as you get.
That's what I want. That's what I fucking want. Six, man. I always do that though. I don't go to any concert and.
Is that
it's just my? I feel like everybody's spending money on different shit.
Yeah.
So somebody might spend $6,000 on a trip to Dubai. I don't want to go fucking Dubai, bitch. But I want to see Beyonce. And I said it last year. I tweeted it last year. I didn't go to Renaissance. I wasn't feeling Renaissance like that. But Cowboy Carter, they got me in a chokehold. I'm telling you, I'm gonna be that bitch with chaps ass out. Fuck that. And that's exactly what I'm finna be. Like, Beyonce. And I feel like I just love this. I feel like I love this era. I love the album.
I like Yeehaw shit, so.
And I like that experience. I went to just.
I like a theme. It really don't matter.
Honestly, like, depending on where I am in my life, what is it, July? Is she in Atlanta? Yeah, it's my birthday month. I mean, I might get a resale. You never know. Might be on my Yeehaw shit. Might get a hat.
Like, people spend their money.
Yeah, I agree.
Because even one of my friends was like, bitch, you're nuts.
I think experience are worth whatever, though. Like, you can't put a price on an experience. Yeah.
Like,
what's the most you ever spent on a ticket for a concert?
I don't know.
You don't be paying for them.
I'll
hear
her ass.
I mean, that's how I be sometimes. Shit.
He don't
be there. Man. I was like...
That's how I be sometimes. Sometimes,
I don't get nothing else, this is y'all. If I don't get a dime sent to me, if I don't get another concert ticket, it's this right here.
Well, you know, hopefully after this, we'll just get media passes to everything.
Yeah, the media pass.
But you said something else before the cameras came on that we gotta talk about before we get up out of here. You said that, men are to women what? Oh, I'm gonna let you say it.
Oh Lord,
I'm gonna let you. I'm gonna put the words in your mouth.
This shit off. I'm gonna kick this shit off right now by saying I'm sick of Kodak rage baiting me. I feel like there are shitty men and shitty women. We're not. I am not the president of the she woman man haters club. I am not. Before I start, kick this off. However, the analogy was men are to women as white people are to black people. And what I mean by that is as black people, we all have our experiences with white people. We understand slavery and history and civil rights movement. We understand systematic oppression. We understand all of these things. But when we have a conversation with a white person, they usually look at us like we are crazy as a motherfucker. Like, all this shit doesn't exist. Mm. It wasn't that bad. This doesn't happen. Racism doesn't exist anymore. So on and so forth. It is the equivalent when women talk about men. Men aren't killing women. Men aren't doing this. Men aren't doing... Yes, you are. You just... Because it's not your reality, you think we're delusional. The same way that white people think we are crazy and delusional when we talk about racism. Mm.
Damn. Age, what you think about that?
I mean, I agree. I feel like, especially when it comes to speaking about feelings or experiences that you may have, I feel like men try to invalidate that. Like, that didn't happen. I didn't do that to you. You did. I lived it. Like, yeah, you did. So, yeah. But I do feel like that comes from, or not comes from, but I do feel like there is a correlation there between how they get treated by their white counterparts.
Yeah, I think it's really, sometimes, I mean, y'all not gonna say it, so it's cool. Sometimes y'all be on bullshit. Yes. Yeah. So.
But everybody, you can't put that as like a gender thing. It's not like a women be on bullshit. Every people be on bullshit.
I mean, but it be on bullshit in regards to the gender thing. So if you say, y'all don't do that for me because I'm a woman. No, I'm doing it because you're tripping. You specifically in this instance are wrong. It's not about you being a woman. That's what I'm saying. Y'all be on bullshit.
Okay.
So it's not about gender. It is about you.
But when we, I guess more so when we talk about things like this, like if we stand here and do statistics, and this is where I feel like, where again, like podcasts and all this shit, first of all, we was not meant to consume this many people, this much media, we weren't meant to consume all of this in our little brains. We're seeing way too fucking much, which is warping our reality. Because in reality, mm-hmm. all we are is our experiences. Mm-hmm. Your experience as a man is completely different as mine as a woman.
Yeah.
That's where intersectionality comes into play. While we're both black, we're women.
Mm-hmm.
While we're black women, we don't need intersectionality. It could be a white woman here. We're all women, but you're a white woman.
Mm-hmm.
When we look at how intersectionality plays into things, or how a lot of the times people just don't take accountability for their part. So when we look at numbers, statistics, and we say shit like, men are aggressive. Y'all are killing women at a high rate.
Mm.
Are there women who kill men? Yes. But if we looked at the motherfucking numbers, y'all are killing women at way higher of a rate.
Misandry versus misogyny.
Like, when we talk about how women feel, or even how we were niggas chewing me up when women are better leaders, so on and so forth, what about the single mothers? Again, if you are a man and you believe that men are leaders, who the hell is leading these young women? Who is leading these young men? If all you do as a man is gaslight everybody around you, again, a grandiose sense of self. If you think you are just this great ass nigga, and in reality you're an abuser, you're a liar, you're a cheater, you're a deadbeat dad, but you think in your mind, I'm the best nigga ever. Where does this really lie? If, like I said too earlier, how the niggas was like, I know she ain't got no daddy. I had a daddy. But when you say shit like that, I feel like you didn't.
Mm-hmm.
When I look at how I was taught, how I was raised, what I learned from really good, having really good men in my life, it also makes me able to see when you are not shit. I can read through it. Making a nigga say the quiet part out loud, but again, looking at the motherfucking numbers. When men talk about shit like, women are so emotional. Again, like if I picked up my phone and went through them comments, women are so emotional. Niggas kill bitches because they won't give you their phone number. You'll kill a bitch because she's trying to leave you. How often do we see the latter? That a man is scared to leave his woman. Now, does it happen? Sure, because I remember the one nigga was smoking that black on I don't know what it was, when that bitch was whooping his ass.
You talking about?
But y'all know, the nigga
was, the little skinny nigga.
Yeah.
Skinny nigga. He was getting shit.
He was taking them licks too.
He was
getting shit rocked.
It was but sad to watch.
Where's the real numbers with that?
But if, because a nigga ain't gonna, I'm not gonna get pity if I walk around and say my bitch beat me up.
It's not about pity, though.
It's not about pity. pity, though.
Okay. It's not about pity. I'm going to be viewed as less of a man if I tell the world that my girl is beating me up.
Are you?
Absolutely.
How about walk away?
Women are viewed just as bad because you call women stupid.
Why'd you stay?
Because the nigga is trying to kill me. The nigga when abuse victims, the hardest time or the most dangerous time is when you're trying to leave. If we looked up, you can literally, I feel like somebody said some shit, like, you could Google, like, Florida man kills woman, or whatever state you in kills woman, and see how many reports, see how close, see how
we can't even debate that, because that's not even anything that's debatable. Like, there are men killing people, men and women, because I said something, it was about the Steve Smith shit this weekend, right?
Steve Smith.
Former NFL player. Okay. That was, Sean, you heard about that? Yeah, so Steve Smith used to play for the Panthers and the Ravens. He had sex with somebody's wife. And here's how I look at shit like that.
He was having a mid-off.
Yeah, mid-off, because the bitch was mid. But people were saying, well, you don't play about people's wives and shit. Man, look, we don't know what Steve Smith and his wife, what thing that they have, because sometimes it might be an open relationship. Okay. She might be cool with him fucking bitches. But if I shoot my shot at a girl and she married, her relationship is on her. That's not on me. She could not tell me she got a nigga. So if we do anything and they're like, man, that nigga gonna come after you, cause he can't control his girl, that ain't my loyalty ain't to this nigga.
I'm a cheater, so I always look at that shit crazy. I feel like the only way you can be like, that's not on me, is if you don't know.
That's what I'm saying.
If you do know, anything that come with it,
you played a part.
But again,
that's what I'm saying.
Man or woman.
That is not.
Yeah.
Why you want to kill me? Because your bitch got fucked.
Because you knew. And you was playing on my top.
Right.
It's
the principle. It's not even about.
My loyalty is not to you.
It's not about you being loyal to me. You're disrespecting the.
It's not for me to respect. This is your girl.
Y'all are equally disrespectful.
Yeah.
This
when
is.
When somebody, when the other person does not know, I can't get mad at the bitch because you.
Because you didn't know.
But if you knew, a part of you.
It's like you're saying, fuck you.
Not even just saying, fuck you, but you almost find this amusing.
Yeah. Yeah.
Like, a bigger part, I don't cheat for a lot of reasons. A lot of them. But one of my biggest reasons for not cheating and not wanting to date a cheater, especially if you know about me, is because it's almost as if you want to embarrass me.
Mm-hmm.
It's almost, you're playing on my top for
me.
You think I'm fucking goofy. And it's also weird.
Sean, am I in danger?
It's also for real.
She about to punch the shit out of me.
It's also weird, in my personal opinion, too, to know about somebody and you can't get the spot that I'm in. You can't be where I'm at. So you're trying to get a little piece, a little crumb. You're trying to get whatever the fuck you can get, bitch. Because if you really do move around like that, I'm pretty sure ain't nobody white.
Right.
Period.
Right.
So yeah, like I need my lunch.
So.
You know about me, I need my ones.
What I was saying was, that is another result of men not being able to control their temper. Niggas are...
What do you do?
No, he didn't do anything. But I'm saying, those are the type of threats that niggas was throwing out. Like, man, you don't know how people play about... Nigga, it's not on... If somebody hit my girl, if I'm married... If I'm married and somebody hit my wife, I don't know this nigga to even have any type of emotion toward him. I don't know him. Unless I do know him. Now, if it's Sean, I'm going to fuck you up. Now, I'm saying if it was Sean. I know Sean. But if it's a random nigga that don't know about me, I can't get mad at this nigga. He took some pussy that was thrown at him.
But see, maybe I'm just absolutely ridiculous.
I don't think that's ridiculous.
But I feel like there's always an ulterior motive. It's always an ulterior motive. Like, you don't, at least how I be thinking about it, knowing, we're talking about people knowing, being aware that you are in a relationship. Something about that feels weird. Like,
it's like malicious. Like, you can't even be like, oh, I'm just trying to get this person, or I just want this person. No, like, you know that you're having to do this behind my back. You know that there has to be some type of...
No.
Because I feel like, what if he really did that to get back at that nigga?
Yeah.
Like, You did that shit
for whatever reason.
Because you damn near wanted me to find out.
Right.
I do agree. There is a little bit of excitement
See.
It is a little bit like, oh,
so in conclusion, are toxic. Like, what?
I'm not saying I go around doing that all the time.
Because that shit is in the motherfucking Bible. It's one of the Ten Commandments.
Yeah.
What's in the commandments?
Thou shalt not covet thy neighbor's wife.
Yeah.
That nigga don't stay by me.
I want shit that don't belong to me.
Period.
Mm-mm. Well, she don't belong to this nigga either, because you here.
Oh my God.
She belongs to, the streets. Anything else on your hearts and minds? What?
The hit of coke for today.
What's the hit of coke?
Hopefully they don't chew me up. But are we
gonna get canceled?
Oh,
I hope we don't get canceled.
Oh my goodness.
Hopefully don't cancel me, y'all. But I feel like it's very true, and I feel like this is how I know motherfuckers don't be telling y'all this shit enough. Don't let your current girlfriend get in the way of you finding your future husband. Oof. Shits and Gigs podcast, they only were talking about going on vacation with their girl.
Are you familiar with this?
I am.
Okay.
And basically saying that they can only be on vacation for 2 or 3 days with their girl. They can't wait to get back home to their homeboys.
Oof.
Like I said, do not let your present girlfriend keep you from finding your future husband. I really do feel like anytime men be saying certain shit like that, like you can't wait to get back to your homeboys, you should be on a beach bending your bitch over a balcony. And you thinking about your goddamn homeboys. A lot of these niggas would date they homeboys if they could. But it is not golf. There are no fucking mulligans. There are no do-overs. And that's that. I feel like a lot of men need to sit with that shit. Please stop messing with
So you saying a lot of men and soulmates be their homeboy?
I didn't say you did.
I think Deja said that actually.
Did I? Deja. I've been quiet.
That came out of your mouth.
Deja telepathically sent that to me.
She sent that to you.
She did.
But
she
like as a man, is that?
I don't got no. I mean, it's shit like this is really black and white with me because I ain't got no niggas that I could even hang out with like that. Like my niggas is grown. Scream, bank, my nigga AJ, these niggas. Like I'm not leaving my bitch to come kick it with y'all.
I feel like
that's logical.
I don't like to call me gay. I don't like to call me sassy. I don't like that. I feel like gay is gay and that's what it is.
Yeah.
But saying some shit like, I can't wait to get back to my homeboy. I can only be around my bitch.
I don't have no.
What?
And maybe, Sean, do you have any?
Right.
Do you have any homeboys that you would leave a vacation with?
Like, you thinking more about your homeboys than you on vacation with your bitch. You worried about getting home and play the game with your niggas.
Like, you at Turks and Caicos. You at Turks and Caicos.
Or they be there and be like, damn, I wish my niggas was here. Like, what?
There's not any scenario in the world where I'd be like, you know what? It's my dog. And this nigga's still alive?
I'm not saying. And again, that's what I'm saying.
Not at the expense of time with my girl.
Like, not. That's the bigger thing. Yeah. Like, not at the expense of time with your girl. Because I feel like that shit weird, too. As a woman.
But when also.
I need to go. Move, bitch. Like.
A girl's girl.
No. I was gonna say that piggybacks off of what we were talking about earlier, like date people you actually like.
Yeah.
Plain and simple.
I will 100% agree that.
You said people aren't dating people they like?
Yeah. Cause how are we in this beautiful place and you with me and you have all the access to everything here and me and you thinking about your homeboys back home?
We could be
you don't like me for real. You know what I'm saying?
Is
that
thing is too much sex on vacation? Cause I feel like.
On vacation?
Yeah.
Hell no, if the views is right, goddamn, we can fuck on top of this mountain.
Niggas is gonna fuck everywhere. Niggas is gonna, all right, man, I'm not, Cancun? Yeah.
I mean, as long as it's not on like some like freaky lube shit.
Have y'all been to Cancun before?
I don't want to talk about Mexico.
I'm gonna just say Temptations.
You know why, you know what happened in Mexico.
You went to Temptations? Is that what you said?
In Cancun?
Yeah. Why?
I got booked for a party out there. What do you know about Temptations?
I don't know anything about Temptation.
Oh, y'all know something about
Temptations. Mexico ain't seen me for a long
What? Oh.
Oh.
Oh yeah, we're not. Beep. Dez, do you have anything on your mind and heart?
Hearts and minds are clear.
Hearts and minds are clear?
Yeah.
So you're not toxic for the...
No.
Okay. All right. That's debatable. We're going to let the fans... like and subscribe for more. I feel like I have to say that now.
Like and subscribe.
Tap the live.
Leave some comments.
Yeah. Leave roses.
Thank you for the gifts.
Thank you for the gifts. Alright, fuck, we might as well go on TikTok tonight. I got in so late, like, I got in at like 8:50, and by the time I got in, I was like, you know what?
No,
I don't feel like doing shit tonight. I got in at 8:50. I was not trying to do. We can do TikTok tonight though. Dej, first time in here kicking with the homies. Coke.
I am not president of the She Woman Man Haters Club.
Yes, she is. Till next time, we gone.
I'm gonna join you in that club. It's okay.